Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know.
Good evening, and welcome to Atlanta Life Radio Presents, There is Life After Layoff. Join the conversation with our show host, Allie, and her co-host, Doc, as Allie shares her journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for discussion or inspirational purposes only. They do not serve as treatment or as a professional diagnosis. All listeners are advised that neither the hosts or Web Talk Radio agents shall be held liable for the content of programs, including advice given. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions based upon receiving appropriate consultation with a licensed professional and who have been given the opportunity to consider completely each listener's circumstances and not in reliance upon the content of this Web Talk Radio program. We're so happy to be back with you live for this special show this evening. So as we say each and every week, grab your journal or a piece of paper and a pen so that you can take notes as you take this journey with us this evening. And now, join me in a virtual applause as we bring and we welcome our show host, Allie, to the air. Allie?
Hello, it's good to be back, and thank you for joining us for the next episode of There is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and along with my regular co-host, Minister Dr. Regina Ward Porter, the founder of Elise Psychological Services, and who is also a licensed professional counselor specializing in anxiety, adjustment, and depressive disorders. It is always our pleasure to be your guides as I take this journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off, and as Doc affirms normalcy of feelings while offering you practical solutions. Please join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. You can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And you can find out more about Doc and her services by visiting her website at www.elise, which is spelled E-L-I-S-E, psychologicalservices.com. And, of course, if you wish to contact us directly, you can always do that via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to follow us on Twitter. You'll find me tweeting at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram, guys, so follow me at hashtag AllieWard45. On behalf of Doc, Mel D, and myself, and the entire There is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to the experience of being laid off. Now, tonight, as we recapped our wonderful conference that we had on April 11th, I am honored to be joined by not only my regular co-host, Doc, but then we are also going to be joined by our executive producer, Mel D., as well as Jennifer Giles, our editor-in-chief of our soon-to-be-launched magazine, which you'll hear a little bit more about later in the program, Up to Me. Thank you, ladies, for joining me tonight, and I know that we are all still in awe at how God showed up at the conference, and so I'm so looking forward to this conversation as we share our stories, our takeaways, our breakthroughs, and as we hopefully will hear from a few of our conference attendees. So thank you, you know, for joining me tonight, ladies.
Oh, this is awesome. I couldn't wait for this evening's show. And I know Dr. Porter and Jennifer are on air with us, and this has been, I think, the first time all four of us have been on air like this. So this is an honor.
Yes.
This is good. Yes.
All right.
It is.
All right.
Sure.
Right. Doc, are you with us?
I am here,
yeah,
and
okay.
I am so happy to be here. I'm excited about tonight, as you stated. We hope to hear from some of our attendees and definitely for us to share our highlights. And there's a lot to be shared, so I'm
Absolutely.
Ready to get started.
Absolutely. So thanks again for joining me, ladies. Now, as we get things started tonight, there's always a couple of housekeeping announcements. So I want to remind those of you who may be listening in for the first time, we're here to use this forum as a way to uplift, empower, and hopefully inspire those of you who have been affected by a layoff or by some other life-altering event. We are not here to complain. We're not here to ridicule or point fingers at our former employers, colleagues, or any individuals. And we are definitely not here to feel sorry for ourselves. But we are here so that we can share with you our journeys, our insight, our rediscovery and empowerment. But most of all, there is Life After Layoff Radio, the whole team. We're here to serve you. We're here to serve the community. And we're here to give you a voice to let you know that you're not alone. We offer you an opportunity to share your story. So with that said, I want to invite our listeners, especially those of you who may have attended our conference, please call in. Don't be shy. We want to hear how you had a breakthrough, how you were awakened at the conference. So you can reach us at 347-324-5246, and please make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air lineup in the host queue. And we certainly do look forward to hearing from you this evening. One last announcement. If you've happened to miss a particular show, you can always catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, again at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And it's so easy to do that because we have that automatic player box on the programming page. Just click on the show you want to listen to, and there you go. And we are also on iTunes, which is so convenient because you can upload it to your mobile device, take it with you, exercise, do whatever. It's very convenient, and all of our past recorded shows are available. And tonight's live show will actually be uploaded, within a few minutes after it airs. So that's even quicker than going to the programming page. And we continue to thank you for tuning in, for catching up on what you may have missed. So now we are ready to get started. We are ready to get into the recap of our conference that we had on April 11th. And I shared before we came on air tonight, ladies, I really don't even know where to begin because I'm still so full. And, you know, even though it's been over a week since the conference took place, there's just so much that's still going on and resonating inside of me. And there were so many breakthroughs that took place that day, and it couldn't have gone any better than, you know. But you know what? When God has his finger on something and when he brings you to something, he always gets you through it. And, you know, I was so honored that so many people took time out of their day, out of their busy schedules, and even some people had to take time off work to realize that they needed to pour back into themselves. And we oftentimes talk about it on this program. We don't often do that. We don't oftentimes put ourselves at the top of our to-do list, and most of the time we're at the bottom of that list. So the room was full. We had more than enough people in attendance, and we had all of the vendor spots filled, and all of our sponsors were in place. And that, to me, was an act of God in itself, as we all know. Because there was times when I doubted my network, and Doc and I, we had a good laugh about this because I was bummed out one day, and I think I shared with her that I don't have any friends. I don't have a huge network. And then, you know, what resonated in my spirit, the Holy Spirit said, it doesn't hurt to ask. So you can't be afraid to ask. I went and I reached out to people who I hadn't talked to in years. These were old college colleagues of mine and classmates of mine whom, when I tell you, probably a couple of them I hadn't talked to since we graduated, which is, I'm not going to even tell you how long ago that was. But these were the people that showed up and just caught the vision, saw the vision, connected to the vision, and stepped up to the plate and said, what do you need? And sponsored seats for people to be there. Even though they knew they could not attend, they still came forward and they sponsored seats, which said a lot to me. What lesson I learned from that was that God told me it's not the quantity, it's the quality of people that you have in your life. Okay? So, you know, that was a lesson. You know, we learned a lot of lessons along the way because there are a lot of takeaways that we all got. And there, you know, nothing was perfect, but you know what? We learned from it. But you know what? For this to have been our first undertaking as a, you know, hosting a conference, I could not have ask for better. Is that related to something that Deborah Hightower, our keynote speaker, shared with us? One of the nuggets that I took away, she said, you have to operate throughout your life with integrity, which told me that somewhere along the way, I operated with integrity and I left good relationships, positive, relationships that I had over the years. And these people, when I called on them, they were willing to step up and come and support what I was doing, although I had not been in touch with them for a long time. So, and I can go on and on. I don't want to take up a whole lot of time because I want everybody to really share what they took away. So, Doc, I'm really interested in you sharing with us and our listeners what was it that really resonated with you.
Yeah, and Allie, I wanted to say, because as you stated, I remember that day when you were kind of down on yourself about not having a big network of friends, but us joking, because by the end, not only was it a network of friends, but it was people that contributed a substantial amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
It only takes a few.
Right.
So I think what that also did for you, it allowed you to connect with people that you hadn't spoken to and to step up. And like you said, it didn't hurt to ask. But for me, so many takeaways. And one of the main things I think we don't realize, and definitely other people don't realize, what it takes behind the scene to pull off something like that. I think the closest thing I had to compare it to is when I recently had a reception after my marriage, and just all it took, Melody, I know you can attest to this, being that event planner, that's definitely a calling. So one of the main things, again, is the preparation and the behind the scenes and making sure that no stone is unturned, because everything matters in the end in order to pull it off, from seat arrangements to how you set up the venue, food, because that was even testimonies from people that the lunches was good. So that was one of the things. One of my biggest takeaways that I continue to say over and over again is there's no coincidence in God and just perfection, because so many things could have seemed coincidental, but it was so perfect in God. And one of the things was even the name of the conference, and how I even shared that at the conference, that part of the name of the conference was actually the name of my recent book, and so many others. And definitely Deborah Hightower, what she shared. And I had a couple of people asking what did I feel that they would get out of it. They felt like they knew what their purpose was, and I told them I couldn't tell them specifically because, and I think we can all attest to the testimonies that have come back, that each person took something differently away. And I can remember just letting one of my clients know. I told her, I can't tell you. I know for a fact you will take something away, but I can't tell you what specifically you would take away. And when I saw her after the conference, she was just giving so many accolades and thanked me for even inviting her, and was talking about her takeaways, how much she learned and what she gained from it. So that was another one, to never feel like you can't learn or can't take away.
Right.
If God is telling you to show up somewhere, just be there, be open. Open your heart, open your mind to receive whatever it is, because what I saw, and I talk about, again, I've heard feedback from the food. I've heard feedback from the way the room was set up. I've heard so much feedback from people making friendships, just being set by people they didn't know, but how they still keep in touch. So it was so many things that people gain. From, again, friendships to the food to even what was said, another thing that really, really, really resonated and that I took away was Nikki Payne's story.
Oh, my goodness.
And, yeah, we'll talk about that some more. Again, how God can use tragedy and turn it into triumph.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, that was so awesome. And I could go on, and I'll come back and add some more. But one thing I want to ask Mel D, because you were the visionary when God, and I kind of want to know your process of how God spoke to you, because it was timing. It was like you knew that this was the right timing. And even I think when we felt like, okay, should we call it or throw in a tower and say that this isn't, you know, maybe supposed to be right now, you persevered. And again, God put his super on our natural, and the end result was just so awesome. So, Mel D, my question to you is, what was the process in God placing this in your spirit to have this and the timing of this?
Wow, that's a heavy question. And, you know, I was reflecting. I kind of quieted myself, silenced myself over the weekend, because I'm just so in awe over how the conference came to being,
mm-hmm.
what the conference ended up being, and how actually every word that we put together was done purposefully. And every commitment we made to people who spent their money to come to this conference or invested in this conference or came and didn't know what to expect, we fulfilled every commitment. And the biggest, the primary thing that comes to my mind when you ask me about the perseverance and why did I feel so committed that this was the right time, and that's because I really have been honing in on my God voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I have really learned how to discern when that voice is telling me something. And while I may not understand it at the moment, it makes sense very soon thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ladies all recall, we attempted initially to do a conference last year.
Mm-hmm.
And things were not just coming together, so it wasn't the right time.
Mm-hmm.
But God spoke to me and said, and he came to me through the actual hotel venue,
mm-hmm.
where I had just lost a family member. I was dealing with a lot of deaths in my family, if you all recall.
Right.
And
right.
when the manager, the sales manager at, and I'm going to give them a plug right now because they are all that and more, you hear me, ladies? This is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The Marriott at Century Center, the sales manager called me out of the blue, and when I had expressed to him that I had just lost a family member, he and his staff emailed me and sent me their condolences.
Mm.
Who does that?
Right.
These are people, I mean, you know, they're
mm-hmm.
salespeople. But they showed compassion. They showed that they were God-fearing people.
Mm.
And they welcomed me back to talk to them about how could they work with us for us to have something.
Right.
And what ended up happening is we came together and decided to cut back on the two-day conference and make it a one-day conference.
Mm-hmm.
And then, ladies, as we talked about it, the name of the conference manifested itself.
Right.
Seek
right.
me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a story in the naming of the conference.
Right.
We're Jeremiah 29. We were reading
mm-hmm.
the book, Plans
mm-hmm.
to Prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 29:11 was just all around us, on us, through
yep.
us, with us.
Yes.
And so it was just so resonating with us that the theme manifested. And
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to read to you the words that we put together to describe the conference. We said that this one-day conference will be an inspiring, uplifting, and transformative experience for those seeking to find, define, and live their life purpose. Dynamic keynote speaker and special guest speaker will share their wisdom following their own personal journeys and highlight key lessons learned, opportunity to network with like-minded individuals, resources will be shared, and new friendships forged. Learn how to live a more purposeful life by creating your own life vision statement, You do not want to miss this intimate and inspiring opportunity.
Nice.
Registration is limited. And so not only was this a sold-out event,
mm-hmm.
it was a blessed event through sponsors
yes.
who invested in us. And even the mm-hmm. sponsors admitted they really mm-hmm. didn't, they thought it was a good investment, but they really didn't really understand what the content was, but they came out of curiosity anyway.
Right.
And they not only professionally were served, but they were personally served.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we were in a room filled with people, everybody on equal footing. No, mm-hmm. if somebody had doctor in front of their name, okay. If somebody had pastor in front of their name, okay. Somebody had other big titles, okay. But at that moment and in that time, we all were God's children, and we were all
yes.
seeking him.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
I feel so honored that I was used, and I'm so honored that our team, we were on assignment. If you remember, we had meetings, and we discussed about you know, some of the challenges we were having, but we saw
right.
every challenge as an opportunity, and we met every task.
Yes.
We not only
yes.
met it, we exceeded what needed to happen. And
exactly.
so not only were we blessed as a team and an organization, but we provided a venue and an opportunity for others to be blessed, and now they are so they're in their own excitement about life that now they're sharing. I went and looked at some of the attendees, some of their Facebook pages,
mm.
and the way that they describe the event, the photos
wow.
that they're sharing. I mean, now, you know, you're talking about now the tentacles are out. They're out to the world.
right,
and
right.
what happened? And we're being invited to come to other cities. So for
yes.
those listeners in the Northeast, in the New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area, we may be coming to you very soon.
That's right.
I receive it. It's just so amazing. And now the doors that have opened up for us to
yes.
continue on our main assignment, but now there are other assignments, and God is bringing us the right people to join our team to continue his work.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yes. So, Jennifer, I want to hear from you. What you were there as our editor-in-chief, and you know, we'll talk about that a little later, but I want, personally, what did you take away?
Well, I want to go back to something that was said a little earlier when we were talking about the timing of it. And
mm-hmm.
Initially, it wasn't the right time when we thought about doing the 2-day, but then we said, okay, we're going to do 1-day. And initially it didn't, we weren't sure if it was going to come together, but we continued to persist and pursue and reach out to people. And almost everyone that we reached out to was responsive. We needed 6 sponsors or 7 sponsors. We got everyone that we needed.
Right.
It's confirmation that we were doing exactly what we were being ordered to do. We were on
mm-hmm.
assignment, as Mel D says, we were on assignment.
Right.
And as far as my takeaways, I was impressed by how many people came to me and said that they felt uplifted, how many people we touched.
Right.
And I think it was just further confirmation about to the fact that there are so many people out there that are hungry,
mm-hmm,
hungry
mm-hmm.
for what we were offering.
Yes.
There is a need there. And I started to say they were searching for, looking for, but I think they were hungry, or they
mm-hmm.
are hungry for what we had to offer. And that is a way to identify your purpose, discover your purpose, and discover how to live a more purposeful and purpose-filled life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And when one of our title sponsors said to me at the end that she didn't care if she sold anything. She had a table, had her table all set up. She said, I don't care. After I got here and I sat down, and I heard Deborah Hightower. She said, after that, I said to myself, I don't care if I sell absolutely nothing. I'm doing this for me now. She said, this is for me now. So if I sell something, great. If I don't, I don't care. She says, I haven't even gone over to my table.
Oh, my goodness.
Because this is for me. So that was very, very telling. When someone can come in as a title sponsor and make the monetary investment to do that,
right,
but after they get there and say, I really don't care if I sell anything. This is for me. That's very telling.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. That's huge.
It is.
That's huge. But, you know, we talked about the sponsors, but ladies, you really will probably agree that everything from the sponsors to the centerpieces to the interactive to everything was so connected. And, you know, and we could have chosen anything, you know, in those different areas of we could have chosen any sponsors. We could have, you know, chosen any kind of a centerpiece. But the way it all came together, we knew that God had his hand on it because things just kept working together and just it connected. Everything made sense, I guess. That's really what I'm trying to say. Everything made perfect sense. And so,
and Allie,
yes,
once God gave us the title, he gave us the tools and the resources.
Yes.
And it came through each of us contributing one piece to it, but it was like building blocks. And everything,
right,
if he gave us one piece, then he gave us the other piece.
Absolutely.
And he kept putting it together until the total puzzle and everything, the mosaic, was complete. Because you're right, everything perfectly connected.
And, you know, we didn't all oftentimes know how certain things were going to work out because, you know, we all shared. There was that time when we were, like, stressing, oh, my goodness, are we going to get these sponsors? Are we going to get these seats? And I believe there was one point in time where within a 24 to 48-hour time period, those sponsors tables were filled.
That's right.
And I was like, okay, God, gotcha. So that's
Jennifer,
to me. Go ahead.
Jennifer said something about the sponsors, because I heard a number of sponsors. Generally, when you have vendors, they tend to their tables and they don't leave the area throughout the whole conference. And I heard a number of them say that they actually were coming in to get poured into. So, yeah, that was a great thing to point out as well.
Absolutely. Like Ms. Orr, our historian, our show historian, who we've had on the show a number of times, she was there. She had a vendor table, and at one point she found me, and she said, you know what, I thought I originally just showed up to have a table and show some of my artifacts and sell some of my books, but then God just told me I needed to go inside and sit down. And she said that she was so happy that she did because she took away so much from the conference, and so that blessed me. Because she said she really didn't know what to expect, but she was so happy that we had included her. And, you know, she was one of those people that, if she sold a book, great, but she got so much more from just being there with, you know, those people and those, making those connections and those friendships. So, everybody was blessed.
And I think, you know, we need to give ourselves a hand of applause because we intertwined the vendors / sponsors in with all of the attendees. You know, as you know, we provided them seats at tables. So when talking about that intimacy, they were actually, people were sitting at the tables. You had a vendor, you had a sponsor, you had a mixture of people at the tables, and they just clicked. And I am getting so much feedback and seeing so many people now connecting and talking with each other. And it is just a beautiful thing because some of these friendships, I think, will be for life.
Right.
Because they met each other at a time where they were opening their souls, and that's a very precious moment. And I'm just so happy and pleased, and even for myself, you know, we talk about our takeaways and what we've learned. And ladies, you may remember there were a couple of times I got up and I went to the back of the room because I wanted to really see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw people writing notes to the point of, you know, when you're at church and, you know, the pastor's giving scripture and people are writing, and sometimes you don't bring your notepad, so you're writing on every and anything.
Right, right.
That's what I saw.
Oh, wow.
Because a lot of people came to the conference and they didn't bring a billfold, and I said, you know, next time we do this, we'll provide a lot of paper on the table. But what I saw was they were hanging on every word. And,
yes.
And thank God for the presenters, because Deborah Hightower her message was so resounding that even if you did, it was imprinted on your soul. You could
right.
quote her back, and people are mm-hmm. quoting her back. And then Nikki Payne, I mean, her story and the emotion with that, I mean, to see grown men crying, it was just an awesome, awesome moment.
Right, absolutely.
And it's just awesome, and it just tells us that we're on the right track, we're doing the right thing. But it also can be a little overwhelming because we're saying so many people want us to replicate that.
Right.
And they want
right.
us to provide more. I mean, we just sent out a quick newsletter to everyone, and if you didn't receive it, you'll be receiving it shortly, to let you know some of the what next steps we're going to be taking. We're going to talk a little bit about them this evening, but they want more. So.
Right.
Our assignments have gotten larger, so
yes.
the team is
yes.
going to get larger. So I'm just
Absolutely.
Looking forward to the next steps, yes.
Absolutely. I think at this point it would be a good time for us to take a short station break, and hopefully we'll have some callers to chime in tonight and share their experience. So if you want to call and share with us what you got from the conference or your takeaways, please do that at 347-324-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. And you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, so please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. God can use you too.
If you are just joining us, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There Is Life After Layoff. We want to take this opportunity to thank each and every listener who has been faithful in listening to our shows. Without you, this show would not make sense. And then for our sponsors, we want to take a moment to again thank each and every sponsor who participated in our most recent conference, Seek Me, Awakening the Purpose Within You, held on April 11th. The conference would not have been possible without your investment in God's work. And we want to thank you, all of the sponsors, for providing us with your sponsorship dollars, but more importantly, for providing resources and information to all of our attendees. We will have future opportunities for others of you who are listening who may want to sponsor a segment, a show. We will have opportunities, so you'll be hearing more about that shortly. And now we're going to continue and go back to our programming for our special edition this evening of Recapping the Conference. Please stay tuned.
All right. We are back, and if you're just joining us, we welcome you, and you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And I'm your host, Allie, and I'm joined tonight by Doc and Mel D, our executive producer and our editor-in-chief of our newly launched or soon-to-be-launched magazine, Up to Me, Miss Jennifer Giles. So we ask that you will continue to join us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m., and you can follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. So before the break, we were talking about, we were recapping all the takeaways and all the blessings and breakthroughs of our most recent conference on April 11th. One thing that I really wanted to talk about, ladies, was about the men that attended the conference.
Allie.
Because, yes.
Allie, we have one caller now.
Okay.
Would we like to hear from them first? Okay.
Sure.
Hold on. Caller, if your number ends in 0881, you are now on air.
Hi, it's Deborah Hightower.
Deborah.
How are you?
Hi, Deborah.
The conference was fantastic. I was just calling to say it was fantastic.
Oh, thank you. You made it so phenomenal. You started out the day with your message was just so powerful. And so it couldn't have gotten, you know, it was going to get better. We knew it was going to get better. But, I mean, you really started things off going. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for your participation, Deborah. Oh, wow.
It was great, and I am just, it just thrills me to be able to say to other people, listen, you got to be poised, you got to be prepared, and you got to be in hot pursuit, and you're going to be in pursuit of something. You might as well make it what's your passion and what you love to do and how you can nourish and sow seeds and water and everything else for other people. Well, that's what it's all about. So
Absolutely,
so
Deborah.
That's what made it great. All the speakers were fantastic, and I thank you for the kind comments about my portion.
Oh, yes.
Deborah, we're getting so much feedback, and a lot of the attendees are quoting you. They're remembering everything you said, and they want more. And
I know
some of them are emailing you and contacting you directly, which is so awesome. Because someone told me, "Oh, Deborah, emailed me back," and I was like, "Oh, I'm so happy."
Someone actually told me that we can't do anything alone,
you know. So I just think when we all come together, there's power in numbers and strength in numbers, and I think we have to stick together.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes,
my
absolutely.
Oh, we thank you because, from the moment that I met you that day, and that was my first time meeting you, I just felt so comfortable, and you just made everybody feel like you were just hanging on every word, every speaker that was up there, you know, because I know I connected with you a few times in the audience, and you made me feel so comfortable. And you being a seasoned speaker, I was a little nervous myself. So when I looked at you and you shook your head, I was like, oh, good, okay, that makes sense.
Thank you. It is a phenomenal movement of professional women and men. Outside of how, you know, what we believe in God and how we believe in God, and we know that He is the beginning and end of everything.
Yes.
But even beside that, there is professional development that I think took place that day.
Yes.
And, you know, I am everything that I say is biblically based, but I don't always say that it's biblically based.
Right.
Because, you know, in the corporate environment, you can't say that. People think you're crazy.
Right.
So, but you can get your message across and let your light shine even if you aren't quoting scriptures. That's what I really want to say to the Christian business people. We don't have to walk around with our Bible flipping through quoting scriptures all day.
That's
But on the other hand of that, everything that we say and do should be reflective of what God's promise to us is, and that is to prosper us and not harm us and given us a good future. Because we're wasting our lives if we don't have hope for a good future. I mean, why even go through through anything? Why even trouble?
Right.
You know, of the business world and day-by-day life that happens when the washer and dryer tears up at the same time. You know, and stuff that happens.
Yes.
But
we
just, in knowing that God has a plan for us and a hope for us for a good future and not harm us, and, you know, and all of those things that I quote to myself all during the day, all the time.
Right.
Because I think without that hope, And hope is such a strong thing. It's hard to break somebody that has hope.
Right.
So as long as our message can be positive, you know, and we can provide hope for people who may not even believe as we believe, but if they see that light of God in us, it makes them stop and think, well, no, wait a minute. She is happy. She's successful, or he. And, you know, things are working out well for them. Maybe I need to explore where she gets her hope or where she gets her faith and all of that, you know.
Right.
So really that's where my message comes from. And I just want other people to be encouraged and inspired, because life is too short to waste.
Exactly.
And too many times we're just going along to get along. And I just don't think that's God's plan for us.
No.
I think he wants us to be prosperous in all ways, not just money, but in all ways,
that's
and good mind and good soul and good health and all of those things.
Right. I think we have a tendency to limit God ourselves, and, you know, he wants us to have so much more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he does. And I love it when he is planning things that we don't know about, and then he surprises us with it.
Yeah.
You know, something happened today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, that is so cool. Or as the kids would say, whoa.
Yeah.
Because
you're
that's the way I was today.
Right.
And I'm like, look at God. This is so fantastic.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We thank you again. We thank you for being a part of this, and it meant so much to us.
Me. It's just exciting. It really is exciting.
We look forward to much more.
Yes, me too. I'm so excited about it all.
All right.
And I think that when you started off the conference that morning as the keynote, I think it was the perfect – it was sometimes – conferences will save the keynote until the afternoon to try to get people to stick around. But I think kicking it off with you that morning set the tone.
Exactly.
And for the rest of the day. And people just felt uplifted. They felt elevated. And I think they felt empowered by what you said to them, too. So
absolutely.
Great.
Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for calling this evening.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.
Have a blessed evening, Deborah.
All right, Deborah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
Goodbye.
Oh, my goodness. What a pleasant surprise.
Yes, it was. You know, something Deborah said, and Allie, we've talked about this a number of times, but she said, let your light shine. That word light was another takeaway. It was so amazing that, well, even before I get into that, I want to say one of my takeaways was even having a young entrepreneur. and even having other people. Number one, she sold out of the items that she had.
Yes.
And I had a couple of people to come up to me and was saying that they wished that they had their child there because they wanted them to see even that. So that was, again, something that inspired other people.
Yes.
But, Allie, you had that young entrepreneur call and say that there was a light around as I was speaking, and then shortly after, when Mel D sent out her email to the group, she said everyone was in their light. I got an email from my client that said people radiated. So light, and so it confirms even what Deborah is saying, that you don't have to be a Bible-quoting, Bible-toting, scripture-quoting. You just let your light shine. And obviously there's a physical light that shines when God is speaking through you and is in you. So that's another great takeaway.
Absolutely. But, and before Deborah, we took Deborah's call, I was talking about the men who were at the conference.
Oh,
and I think a lot of the men who attended may have been thinking, oh, this is going to be another woman's conference. Am I going to get anything out of it? This and that. And I have to be honest, my husband wasn't sure if he was going to be able to make it, and, you know, God worked it out, and I'm going to tell you, God really did work that out. Where he was able to attend the conference, and he came to me afterwards and actually said, I am so happy that I went. He said, I got so much out of it, and that blessed me. And he just really was touched, and he was one of those people that said, I'm not sure what I'm going to get. And he got so much more than he expected. And so I was so blessed by his honesty. And, you know, because sometimes when you tell people or you ask people and they don't want to admit, you know, that they may have been wrong. But he was honest, and I so appreciated him sharing that with me because, you know, all like Melody made mention of men in the room when Miss Payne was sharing her testimony and her story of triumph out of tragedy. Men were wiping their eyes. They were tearing
right.
up. And so they really got a lot out of the conference as well as all the women who were in attendance. So that really spoke. So people, you know, it's not just a woman's movement. It's for
right.
everybody.
Right.
It's a people movement,
that's
you know.
Good.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yes.
that, I wanted to make a point of that. And you know what, at this time, Jennifer, do you want to share with our listeners, because we had an awesome unveiling at the conference, and I wanted you to have a moment to kind of share with our listeners about that, what we unveiled at the conference and what they can look forward to.
Sure, Allie. We unveiled a wonderful publication that Atlanta Life Radio is going to be publishing. And the first thing I want to say is that we created this for our readers. We look at this publication as being your magazine. Just as Allie said at the beginning of the show, we are here to serve, and we created the publication in that same vein, that it is here to serve the people who will read it and the people who will glean wisdom and strength and insight from it. Initially, the publication was going to be a companion to the radio program, and it still is, but it has grown to be so much more than that, I would say, for all of us. We created a publication that we believe will enlighten, inform, and elevate people around the country and around the world, even, through excellence in writing and storytelling and article development. And so it will. The publication is called Up to Me. It is a magazine that will be published 4 times a year, and we built it around three content themes, where it will feed you physically, spiritually, mentally, and all guiding to helping us all live a more purposeful life.
Right.
And we're all really excited about this. About the publication, about the magazine, and
right.
especially excited about the premiere issue because there's going to be so many wonderful stories and articles that you will glean from it. And I want to talk just for a couple of seconds about the name, Up to Me. And we all thought that was just absolutely perfect in terms of what this magazine's purpose is. And that is to help everyone to manage change, whether that change is losing a job or losing a loved one. But it's also about helping you be a better whole person.
Right.
So there will be articles in this. It's wellness-based for purposeful living. There will be a great article, first of all, cover story on Allie. And it'll talk. And the cover story is really going to take you inside Allie's journey and take you kind of inside Atlanta Life Radio. There's also going to be an article that we're really looking forward to sharing with you, a movement called Minimalism, around the minimalist.
Mm-hmm.
We
right.
caught up with Magic Johnson's director of programming. There's a great article in the publication about what his network Aspire is doing. There's an article we were able to catch up and interview Embry Perry, who is
mm-hmm.
Tyler Perry's brother, and he's a powerhouse in his own right. So all the articles that we have created for the premier issue and for issues to come, again, will be around feeding you spiritually, physically, mentally, and uplifting you and empowering you. So we're just all kind of exploding with excitement about what this publication is going to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, one other just footnote is that I'm also being I'm so excited that there's a portion of the magazine that's been dedicated to the memory of my mom, who I lost back in 1999 to lung cancer, and it's being called Mary Jane's Corner, which is so special to me. And so, you know, in the premiere issue, I, you know, kind of set it up and you know, kind of spoke a little bit about who she is and what she meant to me and what she still means to me and how she poured into my life. So I'm so honored. And, you know, we encourage people who have stories of triumph through their struggles and beating cancer, or if they're still struggling with cancer, and how your courage is, you know, urging you to persevere and push on through what you're going through. You know, we are looking for those stories as well. So I'm so honored that, you know, my mom is being spotlighted, or I guess in the magazine. So I thank you, Mel D, for that opportunity. It means a lot.
To your point. Exactly. Mary Jane's Corner. We'll also have a department called Male Matters, M-A-L-E, Matters, for our men. We just kind of really wanted this to be more than a magazine, but the intent is it's for it to serve you in seeking him and seeking your purpose and strengthening you as you live your most purposeful life. That's really what the intent of a publication is. And it's just, again, bursting with great articles and insights that will feed you. So please keep checking on Atlanta Life Radio's website for how you can get subscriptions. The information will be out there soon, and we encourage you to continue to check the website as information more information will be forthcoming about the magazine and about how you can subscribe.
Oh, we're so excited about that, Jennifer, and you've done a phenomenal job with pulling that all together. So we thank you. We're honored to be working with you in this way. You bring a lot to that project, and we do not take it for granted. So we thank you for all that you bring
to
that.
Thank you. It is my honor. In 20 years of being a magazine editor for various corporations and institutions, I can honestly say that there is nothing that would bring me greater pleasure than serving as the editor for this publication, and I truly mean that.
Thank you. And you know what, Doc, you know, just like Deborah said, we always want to bring everything back to Scripture. And one of those nuggets that I heard you say repeatedly throughout the conference and even now is what you took away was that, you know, there was no coincidence with God, only perfection. So I wanted you to take a moment and just kind of talk about that, relate that to Scripture for our listeners.
I'm going to just end with, well, before I even do that, because it's funny that you brought it back there, I definitely want to shout out Brother Pass and Pastor Lutina Morrell that actually headed our prayer for individuals. We even had a prayer corner for individuals that might need prayer throughout the conference, so I definitely want to give a shout out to them and thank them so much. And even from that, I had people asking about Brother Pass church as well as Pastor Morrell's church. So even from that, people were led to go, you know, to find a church home and led to go to their church. So that's the main thing. But I want to end with Jeremiah 29:11, and it goes back. God knows the plans and the purpose for us. So whatever it may be, the things that we may be going through, and this was another takeaway, and I'm going to wrap that up in that scripture. A big takeaway for me, a lot of times we think we'll say God did this, or God is going to be upset with me because of my sin, but realizing that God uses all our trials, our sins, our guilt, our shames, and he uses those things as our testimony, whereas the enemy takes those same things and he tries to use those things to keep us out of our purpose.
Right.
So, again, I want to end with God, before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew the plans and the purpose, and there are plans to prosper you. So, again, what the purpose was about, seek God and await the purpose that's in you through God.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm going to add something because I came across a scripture today while I was doing my Bible study, and it's Proverbs 19, verse 21, and it says, man's plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
So to me, that really hit me over the head because this is what this conference was all about. We knew that what we were trying to accomplish was all God-ordained. And when we stood on the Word of God and we had faith, that's when things started really gelling and working together. But when we started getting doubtful, that's when, you know, we started questioning whether or not we would make the numbers or this and that. But then as soon as we brought it back to that faith and standing on the Word of God, things just started working together. So, you know, you got to think with the mind of God and what he purposes us to do. And so every time I got kind of depressed or down or bummed out about, I don't know this many people, whatever, I always brought it back, okay, but God, you said you would. You know, you have plans to prosper. You said, you know, and I'd go to my scripture, and it always worked itself out. And I think he tests us to see if we're going to take it there.
Yes.
So, and ladies, that's a great point.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And there's so much more to come. And I thank you for the allowing me to work with such beautiful, God-fearing women and women of God and being sincere in that and walking the walk and talking the talk. I'm so honored to be a part of this team and this journey with you guys. It's just been so uplifting for me personally. I've grown so much. So I thank you for joining me this evening. And we encourage our listeners, stay with us. Hang in there. There's so much more to come. We are so honored that you have entrusted us, you know, with this time in your day out of your busy schedule to pour back into you. So until next week, on behalf of Doc Mel D, Jennifer, and myself, we thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And, yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. For complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself,
I'm not giving up.
No,
I'm not giving
in you, Lord, I have my faith in, even when it seems, that's when you love, that's when you're will begin. Failure
is not final.
Your life
always someone who's worse off than you. Now, there's no need for what is bringing you through. Failure is not a final. Your life
is not
through. Now with your testimony, 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 testimony. Freedom I have ever known has come from you alone.